Woke Wars, UK Teachers Told English Exams Uphold Whiteness. By Jack Montgomery on February 28, 2022. British teachers were told English exams uphold whiteness at a National Association for the Teaching of English, NATE, diversity seminar, as the Tory government continues to lose the culture wars against far ideology. The Sunday Telegraph newspaper saw the seminar on the supposed lack of diversity in English teaching, which accused English examinations in tortuous terms of negating the apparent need to explicitly engage with issues pertaining to race and racism, representation in literature and society, while at the same time upholding whiteness under the guise of universality. NATE, which has roughly 1 in 3 English high schools under its umbrella, also pressed teachers to inveigle woke hobby horses including whiteness studies, so-called white fragility, and so-called white privilege into English teaching. Breitbart News reported in July 2021 that Britain's largest teachers' union, the National Education Union, NEU, has also pushed activist training for educators in far-left concepts such as whiteness and decolonization. Calvin Robinson, the GB News presenter and educator, told Breitbart London that the scheme was yet another example of political activists infiltrating the curriculum. English teachers should be teaching the beauty of the English language, not pushing hard left politics. It really is that simple, Robinson said, denouncing critical race theory as a divisive ideology that is proven to be detrimental and unhelpful. The fact that many teachers' associations are still lobbying for its inclusion, despite government guidance, emphasizes how insidious it truly is. The DfE, Department for Education, needs to stamp down on this harmful rhetoric, post haste, he urged. Britain's governing Conservative Party, which has held office since 2010, once in coalition with the left-leaning Liberal Democrats, once is a minority government, and twice, including at present, with a clear parliamentary majority, has seemingly not only failed to make any progress on reining in far-left tendencies in schools and universities but has actually allowed such tendencies to significantly worsen. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.